Okay, our friends. So, we've been talking about animals, pets, all kinds of stuff. And today, we are going to talk about another kind of pet. A goldfish, right? Well, maybe. Today's story is called I Won a What?
More like, I want a what?
It's by Audrey Vernick, and it's illustrated by Robert Neubecker, and it's read today by Mommy and
Pigeon the Pigeon.
Pigeon the Pigeon.
No, Pigeon
the Pigeon. Pigeon the Pigeon.
Pigeon
oh,
the
are
pigeon.
You a pigeon that pitches? I can imagine you with a tiny little pigeon. Baseball. No? I don't know, friends. Pigeon the Pigeon is with Mommy today. So hold on tight, friends, because we got a real good story for you today. Ready? Okay. When we open the book, we see that this family is at a carnival, right? Mm-hmm. There are rides and games, and they're walking up to one of the games. And he says,
the little boy says,
I have to win this goldfish. And there are a bunch of goldfish, and they are in
bucket pots.
They're in bowls, big goldfish bowls. My parents won't let me have anything fluffy or shaggy or feathery or that eats mice. We're just being practical, they say. They are always being practical. But finally, tonight, they say I can keep anything I win at the goldfish booth. I have just one more chance. So, the way it works, I think, is that you throw your coin into the bowls, and whichever bowl that your coin goes into, you get that goldfish.
Or whatever it is.
Or, yeah. Let's see. I win! Where's my goldfish? I ask. You didn't win a goldfish, the booth guy says. You won Nuncio! Nuncio, it turns out, is bigger than a goldfish. Or a dog. Or a goat. Or a baby elephant. Or a refrigerator. What in heaven's name is Nuncio?
Turn the page.
I want a whale! This is impossible, Mom says. It's impractical, Dad says. But you promised, I say. And sure enough, here comes Nuncio. He is the biggest whale I've ever seen. He's a blue whale.
No, he's an orca blue whale.
My question to you is this. Where's the water for him?
Down the beach.
My parents are practical, but they're also very, very fair. We can try it out, Dad says. On a trial basis, Mom says. We fill our enormous swimming pool with salt water until it's just right for Nuncio. I've always wanted something I could take care of. Something that loves me back. Maybe that was a lot to ask of a goldfish, but a whale seems capable of almost anything. Nuncio swims right up to me when I bring his lunch. I tell him about school while he eats. He is an excellent listener. Oh my. The amount of food you have to give to a whale is no small amount, is it?
Yep.
There's mountains of it that they're shoveling in there for this whale. I hear, well, at first I think it's a musical cow or a broken, slowed down siren or possibly a hurt donkey, but it's Nuncio. And Nuncio is kind of singing a little bit. Looks like that. We take Nuncio to the ocean for a swim. I can tell we'll have a lot in common. Though, I don't have a blowhole. The only thing I don't love about Nuncio is cleaning his pool. It's complicated and it takes a really long time. Well, yeah, it's a huge pool. But it's worth it because once the pool is clean, Nuncio jumps way up, spins in the air, and then dives right back in. I don't know what it means, but it's beautiful.
This isn't working out,
Dad says. And that's when I realize something about Nuncio. Not only is he a great swimmer and a good listener and an enthusiastic eater and able to sing like a musical cow, Nuncio can be practical. I get him started helping Dad in the garden. Mom washes Nuncio's car. Nope. Mom washes her car in record time with Nuncio's help.
Because he can spray her car? Yeah. Mm.
At the end of a long, hot day, he helps us all cool down.
He's surprising, that whale of yours,
Mom says.
A real keeper,
Dad says. Nuncio and I agree. I guess I would have learned to like a goldfish, but I think maybe I was meant to love a whale. I wonder what he thinks about me.
And guess what he thinks about him. You want to do a whale voice?
Mm-mm. I won a boy.
He thinks that mm-hmm. the boy who won him, he won the boy.
Yep. He thinks that boy is something special, huh? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
When the boy thinks he's something special.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding. Congratulations, you've got the grand prize. You can go goldfish or a dog or a goat or baby elephant or a refrigerator.
Yep.
Wait, if that says dot, 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 where's the rest?
Inside the book. But the nice thing about it is that now they have each other, right? I'm so happy for them. And I'm also happy for us. Because it is...
Osho Gimappa.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.